You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we want to remind you to secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Again, visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Vic, I just want to throw some numbers at you real quick, if you don't mind.
Please.
If I could indulge myself. Here you go.
Mr. Analytics.
You ready?
Yes.
7 catches, 79 yards, 2 touchdowns. 3 catches, 62 yards, touchdown. 5 for 154 and a touchdown. 3 for 108 yards and a touchdown. And then last week, 5 for 166 and a touchdown. This is what a receiver has done at least once in every single game against the Buffalo Bills this season. I love this matchup. They've particularly struggled with vertical receivers. They've given up a touchdown, averaging over 40 yards in each of the last three games. And I think that this is a game that Josh Gordon can absolutely run wild on this depleted secondary of the Bills.
I'm with you on that. I think Josh has, it's not just that he's running fast, jumping high, being athletic. I think there's a mental part of this that's been huge. And what I've noticed in him, and here's what I've heard from the coaches too, is that he has dialed in much more, especially in the time. It started before he came back to practice ahead of the Minnesota game. That he was much more dialed in the time that they saw him around the facility. And again, he could work out. He could do different things. He couldn't practice, but he could definitely be part of what the team was doing in just in terms of basic, you know, understanding and communication. It wasn't like, okay, you can't talk to this guy. I mean, you could communicate with him. And again, he could do all the physical stuff, all the training stuff, which I thought was the best part of the suspension. It used to be a guy couldn't be at the facility. I think that has gone a long way because Josh wanted to show this coaching staff how serious he was about coming back strong from this redemption. And he's played that way. And it's not so much even with an attitude that he's trying to convey with words. And in fact, he knows the words don't really mean anything now. It's what he's doing on the field. But from what I understand, the practices as well these past 2 weeks have seen him be do certain things that from a year ago, teammates observing him, that they just couldn't believe. And it was interesting to hear some other players around the league just observe Ben Watson, who had been obviously on the Browns before, and how impressed he is with what he has seen of him and knowing what he was beforehand. And I've heard that from Ben. I've heard that from some other players, and it's striking to me how much effort has been put into trying to turn this thing around. Now, we say all this, and then you hold your breath because of the track record and what led to the suspension, what led to issues back in college. So I feel myself wanting to just embrace and say, this is the new Josh Gordon, but it's got to continue, obviously, over a longer period of time. This sample size of 2 weeks doesn't really do it, although I think it's bigger than two. I think it's 4 weeks when you count what he's done around the facility.
Yeah, and if he keeps it going, he's going to be regarded as one of the top wide receivers in the National Football League, and it's a big difference for this offense. And I think, you know, when you worry about the attention he's going to draw this week, Cameron's playing so well right now. I think this is the game also that Willis McGahee finally gets on track, because remember, before the game against the Baltimore Ravens, where Jim Caldwell, I think, should be vilified for an inexplicable game plan that called for just 9 runs and had Joe Flacco throw the ball nearly 60 times in that game,
that was insane.
Buffalo Bills were giving up 146.7 yards rushing to running backs on 4.6 yards per carry. That was the most in the National Football League. So this is a team that you can run on. It's a team you can throw on. Their defense is struggling. Their offense did not look good at all on the road. In fact, in that game against the New York Jets, E.J. Manuel completed less than 50% of his passes in that one. They got banged up running backs. It really sets up good, as I see it, for the Cleveland Browns this week.
Hey, Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
And we're really hammering that one here today.
We are hammering that. And call us, by the way, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. You can tweet the show at Browns_daily, and you can also tweet my partner here at NathanZegura. Or at VICCARUCCI, and want to hear from you. The barks from the. In fact,
we got to get you like an at notorious VIC Twitter handle.
I gotta. There you go. There's the growl. So this was from where was this tweet that I liked? Okay, this is from Justin at Twist. Yeah, is it Twist J7? So he says, with a short week of preparation for Thursday's game, how important do you think it will be to establish a run game? You know, I don't think it's any more important than it's been in any other game they've played so far. I don't think the short week contributes to that. What I think the short week should be is sort of like the simpler is better approach. Don't go too expansive with game plan and do an overload Brian Hoyer and overload this offense with a lot to think about and have to learn in a short time. So to your point, to the tweet here, which is, okay, is running the football a simpler way to go? Is that the answer to that? And it's not. They will still try to set up the run with the pass. They're not going to break away from their basic formula of throw first, get chunk plays, do what you're talking about with Josh Gordon, and try to take advantage of that Bills secondary.
No, but obviously getting the running game going means that a team is playing with the lead, and we saw 2 weeks ago, again, in the only road game for the Buffalo Bills, the Jets, Bilal Powell rushed for a career-high 149 yards in that game. So you can run the football on this team, and again, they work in concert, and I'd like to see the run game really get going in the second half. In the first half, it's fine, but hopefully there are chunk plays through the passing game. But if they can just get out there and get into some second and shorts, it opens the playbook up for Norv Turner to dial in some play action, take some shots down the field, and that's what I'm looking for from the Browns in this game. Because what the Buffalo Bills do have, though, still is a good defensive front. Marcell Dareus, Mario Williams, and others. That's where their strength still remains. However, the Browns can certainly exploit that and soften that by throwing the football down the field and getting the passing game going early, the running game going late.
All right, we're going to talk some Bills football with Mark Gaughan of the Buffalo News. He's going to join us in a little bit, and we're going to have our roundtable assembled at the top of the hour. Jim Donovan, who is the voice of the Bills on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio, voice of the Browns, on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network, the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, and Michael Regei. He's going to be part of our roundtable today, too, make a special guest appearance here. That'll be at 2 p.m., and then also in hour number two, Gerard Cherry. You'll hear from him, get his thoughts and breakdown as well. Much more is coming up. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.